From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Signals are mixed on the economy. A private trade group says the manufacturing sector expanded at its fastest rate in more than 5 months in February. But the Commerce Department says spending on construction fell to the lowest level in 8 years. Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner says the Obama administration is worried about unemployment as the economy inches toward recovery. NPR Sonari Glinton reports Geithner also warns that job growth will trail any overall pickup in the economy.
Tomorrow is the day we find out just how good or bad unemployment is in the U.S. Currently, the national unemployment rate is 9.7%. Speaking this morning on NBC's The Today Show, Secretary Geithner says the economy is growing. He says eventually, with that growth, jobs will come, but
the unemployment rate is still terribly high, and it's going to stay unacceptably high for a long period of time. It's going to take a long time to bring it down just because of the damage caused by the recession.
Geithner is calling on Congress to pass an overhaul of the rules that govern the financial industry. He says lax rules helped create the current economy, and Geithner says, quote, what happened in our country should never happen again. Sonari Glinton, NPR News, Washington.
Now, when it comes to first-time unemployment claims, those numbers have dropped. A Labor Department shows that applications for jobless insurance fell last week by 6,000 to a seasonally adjusted 439,000. It's a fourth drop in 5 weeks. The floodwaters are finally receding in New England, but the worries may be far from over. Rhode Island bore the brunt. The governor called it the worst flooding in 200 years. Some financially strapped businesses may be forced to close for good after enduring extensive damage. In Rhode Island and other areas, major roads are washed out, forcing detours and delays. It may be April Fool's Day, but there's no joking at the Census Bureau about today's meaning for the once-a-decade headcount of Americans. Today's a reference point for census data, as NPR's Howard Berkus explains.
Today's the day that counts when filling out census forms. It's the day to refer to in response to census questions, including where you live and the size of your household. But it's not a deadline day. There are still several weeks before the failure to return a form triggers a visit from a census taker. The Census Bureau has events scheduled around the country today to urge people who've already received forms to fill them out and mail them back. About half the mailed forms have been returned so far. The states with the highest mailback rates are the Dakotas, Wisconsin, Iowa, and Nebraska. More than 60% of the forms delivered in those states have been returned. The lowest return rates are down near 40% in Puerto Rico, Alaska, and Washington, D.C. At stake in the census is federal funding hinged to population. The count in Utah could result in a new congressional seat. Howard Berkus, NPR News.
Dow's up more than 70. This is NPR News. China's facing its second major mining accident this week. The Xinhua News Agency reports a gas explosion killed at least 12 people in central China today. 32 others are believed to be missing. This is rescuer search for victims at another mining site in northern China. On Sunday, 153 people were trapped underground when the shaft they were working in flooded. Afghan President Hamid Karzai is admitting there was widespread fraud last year in the elections that returned him to power. But as Terry Schultz reports from Brussels, Karzai is blaming officials from the UN and the European Union.
Karzai is lashing out at the UN and EU representatives who monitored August elections, in which a third of votes cast for him were thrown out, forcing a second round of voting, which eventually wasn't held anyway. Speaking to a meeting of election officials, the president said the vote had massive interference from foreigners and that some embassies had tried to bribe members of the election commission. Karzai specifically targeted American Peter Galbraith, a former UN official in Kabul, and French General Philippe Morillon, who headed the EU's vote monitoring mission, saying they personally committed fraud. He said foreigners want an ineffective Afghan president and a weak parliament. European Commission spokesman Michele Sacconi says they won't be commenting on the Karzai remarks. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
A Kansas judge is deciding whether the man who gunned down an abortion provider last May should be eligible for parole after 25 years or 50 years in prison. During a sentencing hearing today, Judge Warren Wilbert dismissed Scott Roeder's request for a new trial. Roeder was convicted of gunning down Dr. George Tiller at his church last May. Tiller was one of the few doctors in the U.S. who provided late-term abortions. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, Washington.